FNC's Roberts, Beyer praised McConaughey's impassioned plea on gun legislation. By Pam Key on June 7, 2022. Anchors Sandra Smith, John Roberts and Brett Beyer reacted Tuesday on Fox News Channel to actor Matthew McConaughey's White House address by noting how impassioned McConaughey was. Smith said, "All right, you were just listening to actor Matthew McConaughey there. Born in Uvalde, Texas, meeting with the victims' families. Met with the president, saying we need to make the lost lives matter. He went into the ways he believes we can improve the situation in this country and prevent mass shootings like the one that happened there in Uvalde. He wants to raise the age for buying an assault rifle to 21 years old unless you are in the military. He says all gun purchases should require a background check and red flag laws should be the law of the land." Really interesting to hear him say there, someone from Hollywood calling to restore our family values in the wake of that mass shooting at the elementary school in Texas. Roberts said, "Real impassioned plea there, and the best presentation we have seen from that podium in an awfully long time. He is part of Hollywood, but a Texas native, Uvalde native, very down-to-earth guy." Beyer said, "I think that was an impassioned plea driven by he and his wife and the visit to Uvalde and what they heard firsthand and all of those stories and all of that. The people that those kids and those teachers were going to be. Really, in the structure of that presentation, as you mentioned, was as good as it gets to make a point." He added, "You know, his specifics are, it seems like, a compromised position, and I think there are a lot of Americans who can get around raising the age to 21 for AR-15. I think there are a lot of Americans who can get around a 4-day waiting period to make sure that, you know, somebody just does not get it in the passion of the moment and does something. I think red flag laws raise other red flags that we have seen in other places. Maybe that gets worked out. But there are compromised positions here, and I think Capitol Hill is working on this." Follow Pam Key on Twitter @PamKeenan.